Now, here's a nice piece of news before we leave you. A public square is going to be named after one of Ireland's leading women writers, Mary Lavan. Mary Lavan is the first woman writer to have a public area named in her honour. Mary Lavan Place will link Ladd Lane, where Mary Lavan lived for years, to Wilton Place. That's near the Grand Canal in Dublin. And Mary Lavan's oldest granddaughter and best-selling author in her own right, Kathleen McMahon, is on the line. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is a nice thing, isn't it?
It is. You must be chuffed for your granny.
We're delighted. I mean, the whole family are thrilled. We weren't actually driving this. It didn't come from us, which was really nice. It came to us. It was the UCD academic, Louisa Carroll, actually, who came up with it. And she's been working with the developers of this site at Wilton Place, which people will know, on the canal there between Leeson Street Bridge and Baggot Street Bridge. And Niall Gaffney and his colleagues at IPUT have been the ones who've been really driving this. And I would be doing grandmother a disservice if I didn't mention that there was history to this site, in that her muse, as you say, was behind the original office building at Wilton Place. And she fought the building of that original building through the courts and lost. So in a way, this is a really nice full circle of that old battle being laid down, and the developers of the new site, which will occupy that place, honouring her by putting her out front.
What was she like as a grandmother and a writer from your point of view?
Well, the two were very mixed up together, in that she wasn't at all precious as a writer. There was no room of one's own. I mean, grandmother wrote in bed, famously, on a piece of wood. And she was a very involved grandmother. So, you know, you'd climb into the bed with her and she'd be writing away on her lap while she was drinking her tea. She wrote in the middle of family life. And I think that was very unusual at the time. I mean, now in COVID, that's everybody's experience, men and women. And I'm sure there's many a male writer at the moment who's trying to write the great novel while the kids are clamouring for their breakfast. At the time, that was very unusual. And the culture was very male. And, you know, men would have retreated to the sanctity of their studies. So I think she was very unusual in that. So that's what I remember of the chaos of family life. I mean, at the time we're talking about, when she would have been living in the Mews, she had three school-going daughters. She had an elderly mother up the road in the Mespel Flats. So she was juggling all those things that women juggle and writing these extraordinary stories in the middle of it all. And it really was in the middle of family life.
Let's give people a little example, actually, because she writes such beautiful sentences. A lot of people, of course, will have studied her in school. But here's just a short extract from a short story of Mary Lavan's, In the Middle of the Fields. A rainy day might strike a wet flash from a hay barn on the far side of the river. Not even a habitation. And yet she was less lonely for him here in Meath than elsewhere. Anxieties by day and cares, and at night, vague, nameless fears. These were the stones across the mouth of the tomb. But who understood that? They thought she hugged tight every memory she had of him. What did they know about memory? What was it but another name for dry love and barren longing? Isn't that just beautiful?
You see, isn't that the thing about her? I mean, that's the bottom line about her. She was so good. And you go back and you read the stories.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a reason why she was renowned as one of the great short story writers of the 20th century. And for that reason, and her subject was women's lives. So for that reason, I think it's just, we feel it's so fitting that she would be the first woman writer
Excellent.
To have a public space named after her.
Not bad at the writing yourself. Your latest book, Nothing But Blue Sky, long listed for the Women's Prize for Fiction. But for the moment,
she'd have a few criticisms for me if she was around.
A pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us. Kathleen McMahon, good morning.